Pat in Donegal says, I'm still upset this morning. My mother has dementia. She's 91. And to see what was going on last night was unbelievable. They should get jail for what they have done. People are in prison for smaller crimes. Yeah, and wasn't that frightening to hear Paddy Connolly of Inclusion Ireland reckoning that they'll get away, they'll walk away from this and nothing. They won't in any way be charged. I hope the I wonder if the families, because the film footage is there. I mean, it's abuse. You know, if nothing else, they attacked people. So surely the families could go to the guards and report it, you would think. Anyway, let me go to the phone lines where Monica joined me. Good morning to you, Monica. Monica, you worked in a care facility at one point.
I did, Patricia, good morning. It's hard for me to come on now, but I'm staying focused on what I say.
Okay.
And I'm obviously careful not to mention the defence establishment.
Okay.
I finished working there this year, and I'm not looking for sympathy. Obviously, nobody knows who I am, and I'm not looking for sympathy from the listeners for the actual care assistance that I'm actually speaking about in where I had worked. But there's two sides to every story. No matter what way you look at it, it's a vicious triangle, really. It's vicious for the victims, I would call them, the service users, the patients, and some staff would be also victims, really. Victims in the sense of mentally, in my own case, I would call it, and it's hard to say it because I would be known as a strong, you know, person.
Yeah.
Bullied would be the right word. I had worked in different establishments and was quite happy and always felt, you know, I did my best. And, you know, people would, you know, afterwards come up to me, maybe in the street in Cork City, and say, oh, you know, you looked after my mum, and, you know, you get a sense of, you know, satisfaction, of course, and, you know, happiness and, you know, and all that. But since when I started working there, I would have been straight away aware of, you know, they had a different way, if you put it, of doing things. Comments would have been made like, Monica, God Almighty, where are you going with those bowls of porridge? There's too much in them. It will be all day, you know. Don't give that man a cup of tea, you know, he'll be all day. And anyway, he doesn't really want it. He'll have to be changed, you know, over and over, you know, because...
If you give him too much to drink, he'll
liquid,
need to...
Yeah.
So restrict the liquid so he doesn't go to the loo so much.
That's it.
And so, from what you're saying, the instruction you were getting was just to speed up the jobs. And
yeah,
was it because there wasn't...
Was
it because there wasn't enough staff?
Well, no, I mean, if I had compared to places I had worked, there was ample staff.
Okay.
But I'm going to say it, there is a culture. I mean, I am saying it. I mean, I worked in this establishment, and this is me believing. There is a culture. There's a two-tier system. There's the nurses, the care assistants. Not all, but a lot of care assistants have a chip on their shoulders, like the nurses are telling me what to do.
Mm.
And then the nurses have, you know, another kind of a system where you're here to help me. And that is...
So they feel superior,
yeah,
to the nurses.
And then there's this mental thing where you see, if a comment was made, a disrespectful comment to a care assistant, you can see, it's like a switch. I have seen it. This care assistant then would say, will you ever get up, Mary? Come on. You have to go to the toilet now. No,
yeah.
I'm not standing up for the care assistants. I'm not.
I know what you're saying, but you would have seen when a care assistant was picked on, they then in turn picked on a resident. They took it out on the resident. Because the resident is the most vulnerable and it's the easiest person to pick on, isn't
it? That's it. And
yeah.
Unfortunately, there's a person, I'm not going to give a name, but in respect for her, I couldn't watch the programme last night. I remember, and I'm trying to highlight because I know you're trying to get through a lot, one person, patient in particular, a vulnerable patient who couldn't speak, she could only make noises, you know. A nurse gave her boiling hot potatoes. Now, I had put them into the microwave myself, and they were in there too long because I'd forgotten them, and they were sizzling, and I put them to the side, and I left them, you know, cool down. And I mixed milk into it to cool it down, and I brought it down, and I said, that's very, very hot, you know, you'll have to wait. And because I had said that, I had taken the responsibility of having an opinion. She grabbed the plate and proceeded to push the spoon into the woman's mouth. And the woman, because she couldn't speak, obviously jolted up, you know, went backwards in her chair from the heat from the potatoes. And subsequently, the sides of her mouth were burnt. No, I was afraid to say anything. But I did say it to two members, after the nurse members, and nothing was done. But, you know, that family came in that night and I had to pretend, you know, that she had a good day, knowing that her palate was burnt. Now, I did give her ice cream afterwards, you know. Trying to alleviate, obviously, the pain. And I had to continue on, you know, as if nothing happened. But about a week later, when I was working with that nurse again, you could see it was completely changed. She started treating me very badly, you know. And
you left that facility?
I did, and I was bringing it home to my home here, to my mum.
And you left because you couldn't take it anymore, obviously.
Partly that, yeah, partly that. I mean, my social welfare form, I had to put something on it and I put down bullying, you know.
Yeah.
And But
you're not on your own, because if you read through the HICWA complaints that are on, there's some of them, there's a litany of complaints in the papers today, and a number of care assistants and nurses who saw abuse going on,
yeah,
tried to do something about it and couldn't, and the only thing they could do was leave because they couldn't witness it anymore. And then and I can accept and understand why you had to leave, but then the abuse still goes on, unfortunately.
It does, and it's still going on, and this place is open, and I said this was this year I left, you know. And I mean I couldn't go on about all the different things, you know. You know, somebody would ring the bell at night and I'd go down and answer it, and they'd say, oh, you're going to give them a bad habit. You're not on now tomorrow night, and they'll think, you know, we'd have nothing else better to do. And these people will be sitting down watching the television. And I'm not a saint, oh my God, by no means.
But
it was a long night, and you know, I used to be thinking, wouldn't you be better off being just kept going? Because, you know, you start at 8, you finish at 8 the following morning, and the night goes quicker when you're busy. I'd still read a magazine or have a cup of tea or a coffee, but, you know. And you do it, and it's over in a few minutes, and you go on to the next thing, you know. And you look at the time, and you say, oh, my God, 3 o'clock, you know.
And, you Monica, know? Is it laziness on behalf of some of these people?
It's laziness, yeah. But I've seen, like, I tell you, you'd want to be very, very tough, Patricia, very tough. A hard nut to work in, and I'm calling it an institution, because the majority of them are institutions. You have to, it's like a prison setup. I don't want to portray that to people out there who have loved ones, you know, in these establishments. But it's like H Block, those programs on television that would have been on years ago. The prisoners taking over, the wardens taking over the prison. You know, they run it. They run it. You know, this is the way we do it.
Yeah, we're in charge. We're in charge.
And some of the nurses are afraid.
And it's a power. You could see the power struggle that was there.
That's
there.
Brilliant.
And actually, can I just point out, when you're looking at the nine that are suspended with pay, from Morris Attractor, five of the nine suspended are fully qualified nurses.
Yeah.
So it's not about qualifications.
No, and it's not.
Have you gone on to find other work, Monica, or are you?
Well, I tell you, I could get a job in the morning in any establishment, in any nursing home.
Yeah.
And I've been so close. And I got one a week after I left the place I worked in. And I went in and had an induction day. And I walked around, and the boss of the place was introducing me to staff. And she came up to this girl, and I could see the same thing, force feeding from a beaker, a lady in a Buxton chair. There was nobody else in the dining room. And she said, this is Monica, to the girl. And the staff member said, I met her already. And I just said to myself, no, I can't. And she brought me down to a place where they'd have physio, you know, those rubber balls and things that you lie down on mats and things. And she said, you could feel the cold when I went in. And she said, we don't use this room, unfortunately, enough. But feel free any time if you want to bring a client down, you know. And I just said no. And like that, sitting in chairs. Now, I worked a full day. And my experience, I said, no, I'd only be starting it again. And even though friends of mine said, look, Monica, you'd make a difference. And then I said, yeah, but I said, at what risk then? At what, you know, I'd suffer.
What risk to you?
And then I'd feel guilty.
I know.
Because you can't do it all.
And you know, we need more Monicas. We need more people like you in there.
Well, Patricia, I'm ashamed that I've done. No, I have never done anything. How would you say, if I want to point the finger at myself, I would have said, look, Mary, will you please hurry up and eat your breakfast? I can't talk because I'd be conscious of somebody else looking at me saying, oh, she's loitering.
Yeah. No, so listen, you have nothing to be ashamed of. And there are more people out there like you who just can't take it. And I can hear it in your voice, the stress you put yourself under. But it's just, we need a whole cultural shift away from what's going on, and we need more Monicas, we need more people like you in there saying there is a better way to do this, and this is the way to do it.
Well, I think, Tricia, the no amount of training, unfortunately, will solve it. I don't know. I mean, as I said to my partner, caring, you have to be a caring person first. That's the initial thing. If you're not a caring person, you shouldn't be in
that job,
that type of employment. And unfortunately, the vulnerable people, the people who don't have a voice, are the people who are suffering. If you can stand up, no matter what your age, disability, and shout and roar, it's like anything. It's like anything in the health service. It's like, you know, anybody who talks enough, speaks up enough, they'll be heard eventually. And if you're not that type of person, unfortunately, they're the type of people, the people with Alzheimer's. I'm ashamed to say it because I know there's people out there whose parents have Alzheimer's. If you have Alzheimer's, if you have a speaking...
Non-verbal.
Yeah. They're the people.
Yeah, they are the most vulnerable. They are the most vulnerable. They were the three ladies last night. All right, listen, Monica, I really appreciate you joining us, and your honesty is astounding. It's astounding. And hopefully we will see a change, and we will get people like you back into the services, because you're the people that we need. Listen, thanks for that. Go away and have a cup of tea. All right. Thanks for joining us. Bye bye. That was a powerful call. 1850 333 103. Let's go to the comment line. Mick in Butterfront joins me. Good morning to Mick.
Good morning, Patricia.
You couldn't sleep last night after watching the programme.
No, even when Monica was speaking there, I was crying even.
Yeah. She was powerful, actually, Monica was. We need more Monicas, unfortunately.
Oh, God, yes. Yes,
yes. And you were obviously aware of what the programme was going to be highlighting last night.
I did, yeah. And my wife walked in the other side way back in the 50s. And she said there was someone who went on that time, but not. She was very young at the time. But she said there was someone who went on that time, but not in that scale. You know.
It was the defencelessness of the people.
Yeah, even, you know, it ran to my mind that if I was there, I would have backed her brains off the wall at the time, you know, when she started putting the girl around.
Mm.
You know, and I wouldn't put them in charge of rats or pigs, not in minding people. And they should never again be left work with people, you know, with those disabilities, you know.
Like five of them were nurses.
Yeah, you were saying that five of them were nurses. I could not imagine it. You know, I know now that you want an awful lot of patience with some of those people.
A lot of people with intellectual disabilities will have challenging behaviours.
Yeah, they will.
But the one thing that struck me was particularly the very elderly lady who was sitting on the floor.
I know.
She wasn't even lashing. Oh, she wanted somebody was to rub her hand.
She needed help at that stage.
Oh, God. You know? It was just, and you know, it wasn't that they were very aggressive.
And they wouldn't have to go to the toilet or anything.
Yeah.
And the other girl on the phone, all the time, you know.
Yeah.
And taking all the...
Laziness. It was laziness.
They should never again be left near any person with a disability, you know. For any kind of a person, I think, you know. Because they're not human. And you'll be ashamed to be Irish before, but, you know, to have that go on.
Yeah. Well, let's hope some good comes out of it.
Oh, God, I hope something.
All right. Listen, thanks.
I did not sleep last night, you know.
Yeah, you're not on your own with that one, Mick. There was a lot of us had a bad night's sleep last night. Thanks for that.
Thanks.
And thanks for joining us. 1850-333-103. Keep your comments coming. Texts also for 20 cents to 53103. I know there's a lot of texts in. We'll get through them. We'll take a look at them during news and we'll get to them after news at 11.
Christmas.
Let me go to, who am I going to? Kathy in Castle Lines. Good morning to you, Kathy.
Good morning, Patricia.
Now, Kathy,
how are you?
I'm very well. Now, I know you've a story to tell about your sister. Can I just emphasise, please don't mention the facility.
No.
Because because if there's a case, because there could be an investigation going on there and we don't want to jeopardise anything.
Right.
Tell me about your special needs sister.
My special needs sister was going to a place in Cork before, years and years ago now. She's 55 now, right?
Okay.
And my parents are dead. So one weekend, they went up to visit her, like they would, to be from Monday to Friday, Patricia, right?
Yeah.
And she come home on the weekend. So this weekend, they said she wasn't coming home at all, that she was, whatever, sick or whatever. So a neighbour, not far from Fermoy, went up, took my parents, because we had no car at the time, and took my parents up, and our two hands were tied onto the bed, right?
She was tied to the bed.
Sorry about this now, but they said she was very destructive. Oh, sorry about this now.
No, you're okay. So your parents walked in to visit their daughter. And, and what age was your sister then?
Oh, gosh. That's good many years ago. Like, she may be 12, 13. Now, a lot of people know my sister now, Noni. They do know her, right? And she was tied on. They said she was very destructive. Right?
Yeah.
So they said, like, my God, getting our hands tied off, no, cut off, like, off the, with the strings or whatever they had tied onto. But the following day, my parents went up with a neighbour and took my sister home, and she lives with my brother and his wife in Fermoy, in Ballyhinton, I've no problem saying that, and their family, and they're absolutely fantastic with her. And I know if she was listening, she wouldn't be there today.
Goodness me. Goodness me. But your parents did the right thing by her, didn't they?
Oh, they did. That was Monday to Friday, because that time they sent us good for the children to go up to these places and, you know, and their special needs and whatever. Now, she wouldn't be able to say what happened to her, because she'd be that type of child, you know what I mean? She's special needs and that's it.
Yeah.
And she's 55 today now, and she lives with my brother and his wife and family, and they're absolutely fantastic.
And does she have a day facility that she goes to now, or?
No, she's happy out at home.
Is she? Isn't that great?
She's very good. Like, she goes out here, come out to me in Castle Lines, and she goes everywhere we go, we take her. She goes to the centre, everything. She was there last after the centre in Cork. And she's absolutely fantastic.
See, that's the point I always make.
She's
in her 50s. And I know the Paddy from Inclusion Ireland picked me up when I said it. They're always children. You know, my little girl is 21. She will always be a child.
And your
sister is the same. They will always be children. That's what makes them so vulnerable.
Yeah, she loves going to the centre. But, I mean, last night was absolutely horrific. I mean, everybody in Ireland, I say, oh my God, it was terrible.
Did you find it hard to watch because you were thinking of your sister?
I did. I said to you last night, I said, no one had been there where she was, she wouldn't be here today.
Yeah.
And that's the truth. Her hands were tied onto the bed.
God.
And I'll never forget, my mother and father, and they're both dead now. And they used to often say that at home, like, you know. So.
And is she ever disruptive at home?
Never. Yeah. She put out the cups for the tea now, and she lives with my brother and his wife works now, and she's happy as Larry, and the lads at home are mad about her, and she loves Christmas, gets her Christmas presents, and she's absolutely, gets out the cups, clean off the table, and the whole neighbourhood and people know my sister Noni.
Well done.
Noni caught her from Ballyhinton, from Fermoy, that's who she is now.
Okay. Well, many happy years to Noni, and may you all have a very happy and a peaceful Christmas as well.
Thanks
for that, Kathy. Thanks for joining us.
I hope your own daughter will always be a little child.
You're very kind. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thanks for joining us. Bye-bye.